way back when in your younger years you were around cowboys that were older than you, did they actually sit around the campfire and sing songs?
Well, none of them could sing.
Did they try anyway?
Oh, no. No, they didn't sing. Cowboys, you'd get them together, they'd always play a lot of tomfoolery. You might be somebody on a kind of a young horse, and they'd throw a hat between the horse's legs to see if he could buck you off. You know, we'd all go in. Usually the cowboy's wife would feed us at lunch, and the camaraderie would be breaking bread, eating with each other, and everybody telling stories. But if there ever was a singing cowboy, that had to be Roy Rogers or somebody else.
Was it your people?
I never heard one.
Here you are managing a ranch now, but you have really worked as a cowboy.
You better believe it. I have worn out a couple of saddles. I mean, literally worn out. Yes, I think I've probably ridden since I was just a little kid until 5 years ago, till I broke my neck. I was still riding all that time, except for 2 years in the military and whenever I was away at school.
You broke your neck working as a cowboy.
Yes. Yes,
do you mind telling us how that happened?
Oh, I was trying to make a hand, you know, at 70 years of age and trying to keep out of the way of my son who had taken over the ranches. Cold January day, frozen ground. I got off my horse. I was in the middle of a big pen trying to count some cattle, and a young yearling bull decided he would take me out. He was disturbed. He didn't like being penned up. I knew I couldn't get to the fence fast enough, so I thought I could face him off and maybe jump sideways, or maybe he'd come at me and back off and go away. He didn't. He decided he'd take me out, so he just came at me full speed and hit me in the chest and threw me up in the air, and I fell on my neck on frozen ground. I thought he'd crush my chest, but I didn't know what happened. I knew I couldn't do anything. Forward, my son dragged me out of the pen, loaded me in the pickup, and made sure I didn't get mauled, the cowboys did, took me to Bartlesville, and I wound up that evening in St. John's, had a hangman's break, wound up encased and immobilized for 4 months. But basically, I'm okay today, except that I sure miss being a full-time cowboy.
You haven't faced off with a bull since then, have you?
No, I haven't. I haven't faced off with anybody since. I sure haven't.
You've talked about ranching in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. It is what it is today, then.
Yes, it is, John. It's what it is today. And, you know, again, there are still a lot of cowboys that like to be on ranches. There are a lot of wannabes. But usually the ones that make the best cowboys are the ones that grew up in the country. Shoemaker's children wind up being shoemakers, and quite often that's the case with cowboys. Cowboys come the same way. They know what they know, and they like what they like, so we still have some very good cowboys.
So there's a difference between cowboys and stockmen?
That's a good question. You would hope that all cowboys would be stockmen. Stockmen refers to ability to really take care of livestock and make sure that they are content, well-fed. The cowboy is supposed to do that, but every now and then you'll get hold of some that wild hoop and chase them down and rope them. Sometimes you have to defuse those guys and say, hey, you're defeating the purpose of this place. In fact, quite often you want to take their ropes away from them and say, okay, now let's don't disturb these animals. We want them to be content, like their home. Don't cowboy them too much.
You have to have a softer touch then, is what you're saying.
Yes, you've got to have a softer touch. You've got to soften the touch up a little bit. You can't be quite as wild and woolly as they sometimes would like to be.